How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico. How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Monday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 2 is always sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member FDIC. Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane, also at 70th and Pioneers. And what is happening today with Shindaddy in Creighton, Bill?
It's a hot grease festival.
Oh,
hot grease. Boiling grease.
Oh, you're kidding me.
Out in the parking lot. Oh. Yeah, he's deep frying turkeys.
Is
he's
he?
Deep frying Cajun
makes
turkeys.
Sense.
Yeah. Deep frying the Cajun turkey, yes. Oh. So he's got three set up. And so he'll be deep frying turkeys all day.
Three fryers.
Just swing by, he'll lop off a big hunk for you and then head on into the bank and do some banking.
How's it the Cajun thing work?
It's like a rub and then in an injection too. He injects the turkeys prior to.
Jeez.
Yeah, it's very important to. It's very important on the turkey deal. You have your turkeys thawed. So that's what Schindler was doing this weekend. Mm-hmm. If your turkey's not thawed and you drop a frozen one in there, you're looking at a grease fire. It's pretty epic.
Yep.
Pretty epic grease fire. There's been a lot of garages that went down.
It's quite a visual.
Yeah, yeah, it is. Oh, it is. There's been a lot of garages
go down. It'd be a little chilly out there, too.
But. Yeah, it'd be chilly out there. But it's kind of a nice stand around, just bubbling grease, hot grease. And you got a Cajun turkey cooking. Pop that bad boy out.
I wonder why I came up with the idea of Cajun
turkey. I don't know. He's a little cagey.
Yeah. And he's been to Louisiana.
Good job, yeah. Schindler.
So that's what he's got going today. We got to go fast, Jake. We're behind.
And he injects him. Behind. He injects him.
Yes. Injection.
Jeez.
Thanks to Shindaddy for always just having incredible things happening.
In Creighton, Nebraska.
He's on top
in the parking lot.
It's Midwest Bank. It says right on his...
Midwest Bank.
He's a good advertiser.
Member FDIC.
He's branding. He's branding 101. We have not heard yet any Matt Rhule audio from Saturday's victory. Nebraska again beats Wisconsin 44-25. Matt Rhule, was this a feeling of relief to get the sixth win and end the bowl-less streak? Here is Matt Rhule on that.
Yes, 100%. 100%. And again, it's relief in that I've got the benefit of doing this twice before and you know, staying, like, I think I said to you guys, like when I made the change with Dana, like, I look at the weight room, I look at the training room, I look at sports science, I look at sports psychology, I look at, you know, the player development, I look at the recruiting, I look at all the things we're doing and believe it's all right and it's all going to pay off in a big way. It's just, you know, I look at the players and they're coming in every day and then it's a close loss and then it's a close loss. Will this work? Will this work? Will this work? And I would have liked to have gotten our sixth win a long time ago, but there's something really important to us about playing Wisconsin. You know, to be quite honest with you, Julie and I sat there 2 years ago and we watched the Wisconsin game and it looked like it wasn't going to work out where I was going to come be the head coach, you know, just couldn't make things work. I remember watching that game and watching Wisconsin just, it was a close game and then Wisconsin just kind of beat us up on the line of scrimmage and pull away at the end of that game. And then soon thereafter, Trev and I were able to work some things out before the Iowa game. So to come, you know, full tilt 2 years later, to be able to run the football in the game, to be able to stop the run, you know, yeah, I'm proud of them, but it does feel like relief, and it feels like relief because I want those older players to leave here. You know, like Giff kept saying, like, you know, as he was walking on halftime, like, I want to change the program forever. And just, you know, obviously we're not where we were in the 90s. We're not there. I'm saying just in terms of like the – like we're not snake bit. There is no curse. You got to just go play good football. And if you play good football, good things will happen. So we'll have to do that again Friday versus a great team.
The beauty of that is – the beauty of the win is there's a lot of good things, but it changed the conversation. The conversation was getting old.
It really was.
Are they going to break this? I think they had eight – Jake, they had eight chances previously, going back to last year, then this year, eight chances – to become bowl eligible, and they didn't do it. Finally, they broke through. So that conversation is over, as is the Wisconsin conversation. That one was getting old too.
Absolutely.
Now you don't have to deal with that. So that was good. And it was good it was Wisconsin. And you put 44 on them. Didn't have Hunter Wallers, their safety.
Right.
62 tackles. Didn't have Will Pauline. Is it Pauline?
Pauline.
Pauline. Yep.
Pauline. Interesting. Pauline.
He had 42 catches. They're probably their two best players. Didn't matter. I mean, nobody cares. Nobody cares if Nebraska
cares if someone's
if
hurt.
If Nebraska hurt, didn't have Robinson or
Nash.
Nash, nobody care.
Find
no excuses. Yeah, find a way. So 44 points, resounding win. I mean, it's really good. I mean, it was really helpful. Really helpful. Now, you have a chance. And I don't, you know, now you can start speculating on bowls. And that's kind of fun.
Yeah, it is.
It's kind of fun.
Because you have the sixth win. And also, this Iowa game, you feel better about the chance to win. If Nebraska had lost to Wisconsin, it's hard for me to expect them to go beat Iowa on the road.
Right.
They open up as a four-point dog, by the way. Nebraska's 4-point underdogs.
Yeah, I was a little surprised.
I don't get that spread. Yeah.
I think you're going to like the Iowa game a lot. Just when you just the now, it all depends if they get McNamara back. It's not like McNamara's like, well, no, they're bringing an ass kicker in here. No, that's not true. He's not played well. He's not played well
at all.
And I was able to watch a little because that game was on.
What's that look like? Iowa, Maryland.
Maryland's somewhat uninterested. They made some comebacks with it. They threw the ball for Iowa threw it for 72 yards
with Jackson Stratton,
the quarterback. And so to run the football, I mean, you saw what UCLA did to them. Mm-hmm. They couldn't run the ball an inch against UCLA,
right?
And so the one area that Nebraska is the strongest in will be rush defense. I mean,
right.
And so
it's not the matchup's pretty good.
So it plays right into Nebraska's hands, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. And then you just watch it. Also, I just don't feel that the conversation's been, well, sometimes, I mean, this has come directly from the head coach, that sometimes we've struggled against man coverage.
Yeah.
And just pressure in man. Mm-hmm. They don't have man defenders.
That's not
what they do. Then they're way, way, way more of a zone team.
Phil Parker?
Yeah, way more of a zone team.
Phil Parker?
Yes.
Yeah.
So but for that reason,
zone team,
I think the matchup is really, really good
okay,
for Nebraska.
Here's the question, Bill. Could Phil Parker say, we can't, we got to man him?
Oh, he'll play some. There's never a time when it's like, oh, we just won't do that.
Right.
Yeah, they will, but I just don't think they have the ability. That's just not their strength.
Okay.
And I will say this, they're not overly stout up front versus the run.
With Robinhood Gold, you don't need a silver spoon to eat up the financial favors of the 1%. Robinhood Gold allows the resourceful individual to earn the very liberal rate of 4.25% APY on uninvested cash and be rewarded with a handsome 3% retirement boost on IRA account contributions. Robinhood Gold provides the privileges of a high net worth for any net worth or just $5 a month. The new gold standard is here. Sign up at Robinhood.com/gold. Terms apply. For product-specific disclosures, visit Robinhood.com/gold. Investing involves risk. Rate may change. Gold membership is offered by Robinhood Gold, LLC.
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen from Early Break here to tell you about Cigars International. I've always loved kicking back with a great cigar, especially as the weather cools down. It's the perfect time to relax with friends, maybe watch the game, or just enjoy a little fall evening outside on the deck. And when it comes to finding the best cigars, Cigars International has become my go-to. They have everything, whether I'm looking for a classic favorite or trying something new. Cigars International never disappoints. They're the go-to retailer for all things cigars, with the biggest selection of premium handmade cigars available anywhere. Cigars International offers unbeatable deals and discounts, making it easy to stock up on all your favorites or try something new without breaking the bank. With fast shipping and their 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can shop with confidence knowing that Cigars International stands behind every single order. Whether you're new to cigars or a seasoned pro, Cigars International makes it easy to find the right cigar with helpful guides, staff reviews, and expert advice. But it's not just about cigars. Cigars International also offers a wide range of accessories, humidors, and more to elevate your smoking experience. Visit CigarsInternational.com today and explore their incredible selection of premium cigars and unbeatable deals. For our listeners only, they're giving you 20% off your order of $50 or more, plus free shipping when you use code early break at checkout. That's CIGARS International.com. Use promo code early break, all one word, at checkout, early break, for 20% off your purchase of $50 or more and free shipping. Whether you're looking for the perfect fall cigar or just want something new, Cigars International has you covered.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
They can rush the passer a little bit. Okay. They do have some people that have impressed me watching
again,
them a little bit.
Again, though, matchup. Nebraska's been good really in pass pro.
So, yeah. So the matchup's really good.
The matchup is a good one, and that's important. As far as that bowl thing goes, I don't think it'll be New York or Detroit. It won't be Detroit. Mm-hmm. Nebraska's not playing in Detroit. Mm-hmm. I know. I can tell you that straight from
Dan. No chance. Well, you get a lot of times when you get, I don't know all the exact rules, but you get a chance for, it's not what order you finish in. People get the chance to select.
Yep. 100.
So they're going to select Nebraska way over other people that might be like, hang on, we finished. Nebraska could go over Illinois.
They could.
They really could. They will.
They will because of the fan base and what's going on. So
you're looking at probably Nashville or Phoenix or Tampa or maybe Charlotte. Yeah. But those are the ones that immediately spring to mind. You can almost bank on one of those. Now, if they beat Iowa, it would. What you kind of do with Nebraska is add one or two to the current. So that six right now, add one, seven for the bowl picture, or add two. Yeah. If they beat Iowa, then you're probably playing in Florida against an SEC team. Maybe Ole Miss. Yeah. But anyway,
Ole Miss would be a great
with
team
all
to
the
play
opt-outs
because Ole Miss will have opt-out. Zero interest.
Half their team gone.
Opt-outs. Florida be a tougher game
because they won't have opt-out.
I don't think they'll opt-out.
They're fired up right now.
I think they'll stay in there for their coach.
I don't know that Nebraska will have any opt-outs.
Bowl games are bowl games are always 100% the same. Who's the most interested? Mm-hmm. And there'll be a lot of bowl games you can look at. You can go back and look at Florida State last year. You can look at, Florida. With Mullins last year, everyone opted out, and it was just a train wreck.
Doesn't it make it more enticing for Nebraska? Holgorsen, I would think that Holgorsen helps the attractiveness of Nebraska because it's a kind of an interesting story now.
Yeah,
right.
What attracts people the most is real simple
fans.
That's all they
care. They're bringing a lot of.
If they play in Arizona, there's hundreds of thousands of Nebraska people live in Arizona.
There'll be a lot of
people there. So right away, it'll be a sold out game just from people that are local. Yep. And then they'll travel down there, and everybody has friends that has a place or something, some connection to Arizona. And there's direct flights. It's the easiest one. And if you draw a Big 12 team, probably not a juggernaut.
God, think about what you said, the pendulum. Think about the conversation right now. What it is compared to what it would have been with a loss. And then think about even the pendulum swinging further if they beat Iowa. There'll be 40,000 people at a bowl game. I would think.
It will be. It'll be a ton.
Now, what are you talking about? November's been a bad month for Nebraska. 0-4 last year. Yeah. They were 0-2 before this game on Saturday. If you end the season by beating both Wisconsin and Iowa, both teams that have just crushed you the last 10 years, couple wins by Nebraska. Yeah, you didn't get to 8 wins like you wanted to get, or 9 wins potentially, but with the bowl game.
Yeah.
But that's a great finish to what was a good start to the year and a bad middle. That's positive for Nebraska.
Yeah, you just got to keep swinging. You got to keep throwing punches. And they did. They played pretty well against Wisconsin. Now, Wisconsin got 400-plus yards. You can't.
They did.
You don't want me to nitpick. I get that. It's fine. But the defense is not. It's just. It's interesting, though, because they did get some big stops. They're a very good short yardage defense. They are. They're tough to, if it's 4th-and-1, it's tough to get a yard.
Yeah, extremely stout up front. Yeah. Absolutely.
But their pass defense is really, really, the numbers weren't good, Jake. The numbers weren't good in the secondary.
No, they weren't. It won by 19 points.
By the way, Bly Hill got in the game.
He did. He got beat deep on a touchdown by
that
Anthony.
One, he did, but he get beat sometimes.
That was aggravating because you knew they had to take a shot. Yeah, they were down by 24 points.
Right.
They had to go deep. And they did.
Perfect
pass. And Nebraska was not prepared for the deep ball. Safeties were not there. Bly Hill got beat. That was a frustrating moment, but again, they still scored.
Bly Hill got on the field, though.
He did.
I mean, that was interesting.
Hadn't seen him all year, have we? Really?
No, I don't think we saw him at all. We certainly didn't see him to that extent. But yeah, the pass defense has some work to do. Didn't grade well again. PFF.
Now,
the win's a win.
Like you said, and the pendulum is swinging out of control in Nebraska's way, which is a great thing for this state.
Yeah, and I got to think the Iowa game will be very close. But I thought this game would be very close, so maybe I'll be wrong.
But Iowa again, they're not playing for a conference title game. They're 7-4. They can't knock Nebraska out of a bowl game, which has kind of been, hey, our season's not where we want it to be. But they're 5-6. Let's make them 5-7. Nebraska's going bowling. They don't have anything really to play for besides just pride in this game and the matchup. It's not a big motive.
I wonder what that crowd will be like at Kinnick.
Yeah, they'll be motivated, Jake.
But I'm saying, in past years, they love being the team that keeps Nebraska out of the bowl game. They've gone kissing to the crowd with the kicker. They love being that team. They have. That's happened twice. They kiss to the crowd.
Yeah.
So, and again, they have to be motivated, but not they can't keep Nebraska out of a bowl game. That's all I'm saying.
No.
That's my point there. Before we get to break, the three words you don't want to hear in IT are what, Bill?
I've been hacked.
Nope. Don't want to hear those words. It won't happen if you choose Applied Connective Technologies, Nebraska's preferred tech partner in all 93 counties of the state. It's one team with all your tech solutions. We're talking managing IT and cybersecurity, phone systems, physical security, infrastructure, audio, video, and more. Please reach out at 866-358-0109 or go to appliedconnective.com for a free consultation today.
They're also going to get involved with ticket fraud in case there's any sort of scam. How many times have you heard about scams with tickets for bowl games and stuff?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. Happens all the time. It's not going to happen
Bringing
now.
Applied.
They're
applied.
Getting involved in that?
Yeah, they're going to get involved. Yeah, they're going to get very involved with this. Make sure
good luck with that.
Yeah, go ahead and try it. Yeah, go ahead and try it. Yeah, try it.
Yeah.
Try to stick it to the Huskers. Yeah, bring it on. Let's dance.
Let's dance.
Yeah, not going to happen.
This.
Yeah, apply
That's
connected.
What they say, let's do this.
Yeah.
ApplyConnective.com.
Just do it. They're the Nike.
866-358-0109. When we come back, we got to give Nebraska basketball some love after the game they played on Friday night. That's next on Early Break on the Ticket.
How do you feel when you switch to GEICO and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with GEICO feels just like that. Get more with GEICO. How do you feel when you switch to GEICO and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with GEICO feels just like that. Get more with GEICO.